Suburban Farm Yarns with Monica Main.
And yes, indeed, time for our weekly Suburban Farm Yarn with actor, activist and Green Thumb storyteller Monica Main. Today, Monica, we will be discussing the potato or the potato.
Hi, G. Ray. Well, actually, we chatted about potatoes a few weeks ago, and today I wanted to talk about when is a potato not a potato? And I mean, just off the top of your head, I think of Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. I don't know if you're familiar with those toys.
I am.
So Mr. Potato Head was invented by an American guy, George Lerner, in the 1940s. And he thought, he invented the idea of get a potato and stick eyes or moustaches or different arms or lips. So it was this fun toy. You get all these little parts and you can stick them on a potato and it's a toy. And the toy makers thought, no, this will not take off. We don't want to waste potatoes. We've just come through a war. This is just a waste. Anyway, he sold like over a million in the first year. And then sure enough, after a few years, parents kept complaining about finding old rotten potatoes under the bed and in school bags and stuck at the back of cupboards. So then in the 1950s, the actual plastic Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head were invented. Mrs. Potato Head was invented for company for Mr. Potato Head. And the first ad for toys, the first toy advertisement in the world on television was for Mr. Potato Head. So
wow,
that's a potato that's not really a potato. And, you know, they're very fun toys that I'm sure every listener has heard of. But so that's a potato that's not a potato. But another potato that's not a potato is a sweet potato.
Correct. So, and there's many of those, actually.
Yeah, over 400 different varieties. And like so many yummy fruit and vegetables we eat, they came from the Americas, sort of the tropical Central and South Americas, Peru, Ecuador, Mexico, Venezuela. Christopher Columbus, yes, once again, he took that root vegetable or the tuber back to Europe in 1492, and it became very popular, still very popular in Europe and around the world. Amazing. Sweet potatoes are amazing because they're really high in fibre, low glycemic index, really good for gut health, high in vitamin A, B6. So they're really good for your vision, for growth, for immunity. They're high in potassium, calcium, magnesium. Yes, they're a superfood. So, but completely different family to potatoes. So we're talking about potatoes, as I said a few weeks ago, and they're from the nightshade family or the deadly nightshade family. Ooh. So they're related to tomatoes, eggplants. So you can eat tomatoes, you can eat eggplants, you can eat potatoes, but the actual plant itself is highly toxic. And they grow from underground stem tubers, which are called stolons. And the sweet potato is completely unrelated. It's from the morning glory family, and they grow from root tubers. So we talked about growing a potato and you want to bury the stem of the potato because that's actually where the tubers grow off. And so even though the stems are sort of underground and covered by soil, it's a stem tuber, whereas sweet potatoes actually physically grow from the roots.
Okay.
So the morning glory family, you've probably all heard of morning glory, the creeper with the sort of the purple flower.
Yep.
It's a weed. It grows really quickly and people see it growing in vacant lots and growing over fences and walls and it covers everything up. But it's regarded as a weed pretty much across Australia, a really bad one in Queensland and northern New South Wales in the tropics. But anyway, sweet potato. So the plant is easy to grow. I'm sure everyone from when they were kids, you chop a sweet potato in half, you put some toothpicks around the edge or some skewers, and you sit in a jar or a glass of water, and out come the sweet potato roots, and it shoots, and you can grow. So it'll sprout from the top of the sweet potato. You'll get leaves, etc. But the bit that's in water, the bit of our sweet potato, all those shoots that grow out from the bit of sweet potato that's actually sitting in water, they will produce roots. And now is a perfect time to start your sweet potato going in a jar in a bright spot in the kitchen or a number of sweet potatoes. And over the winter months, you can have this lovely kind of indoor plant. And those bits of sweet potato that produce roots. You can actually just snap them off in a few months' time when it's warmer and when you want to plant them in the ground. They're called slips, S-L-I-P-S, like a slip,
yeah,
a sweet potato slip. And when it's got like 10 centimetres of roots on it, you can plant that and then those roots will grow underground and will produce sweet potatoes. And you'll probably get, I don't know, 1 to 4 sweet potatoes per plant.
Per slip.
But they grow really, really easily. They are like a weed. And the amazing thing about sweet potatoes plants is every single bit of it is not poisonous. It's totally edible. So you can eat the leaves, unlike a potato plant, which is toxic. And so you can eat the leaves, you can saute them or steam them, or, you know, like spinach. So
yeah, I'll definitely try that.
A lot of people think, oh, you know, it's a great way of kind of covering up your backyard really easily, like a weed, but a nice lush-looking weed.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you can eat it. So, you know, this is probably confusing for everyone. So they're part of the Morning Glory family, but Morning Glory, the one with the flowers that grows like a weed because it is a weed, that is poisonous.
So that's poisonous
to pets. It's poisonous to chooks. But sweet potato, those leaves are not poisonous.
Okay, so we'll make sure we know that it is sweet potatoes that we're looking at and that the leaves can be eaten. I do have some in my garden, actually. So I had the past season. So definitely something. I've never tried to eat the leaves, so I'm looking forward to try that.
Yeah. People think of it, you know, there's an Asian vegetable called kangkong, which is related as well, which grows like crazy across the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so sweet potatoes, just remember, you don't want to, when you're planting them out, they do like soil that's been improved, like any vegetable, any plant you're going to grow that you want to eat, you really want to put them in some nice soil. But and keep them moist, because you think about where they originated from, in sort of nice, moist, tropical climes in the Central Americas. And like Queensland produces a lot of sweet potatoes because of that. But you can grow sweet potatoes really easily here in Perth. Just wait till the weather's a bit warmer, when the ground's a bit warmer. But in the meantime, you can grow them on your windowsill in your kitchen.
That's fantastic. That's a great tip for today, Monica. So that was two potatoes that were not potatoes.
Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, not potatoes, and sweet potatoes.
Fantastic.
Not potatoes.
Well, we'll look forward to talk to you again next week. That probably won't be me. That will be Maddie, who's back for On the Record. But really,
no
really good to have you here again for Suburban Farm Yarn.
No worries, everyone. Happy gardening.
Thank you, Monica. Have a fantastic day. Bye.